Okay, so we are currently... this is meant to be for Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We're actually holding at the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Right, Rava has just explained where he gets this idea from, that even if the pieces of schach are more than... if there is more than three tvachim between the pieces of schach, but horizontally, they are less... They are tefachol less apart, then already they join together. The makor is from the beams and the attic of Trumas Mace, if you remember. Okay, now let's continue. Basan, yeah? So it says, Amar le Ravashi le Rav Kahana. Right, vechol heicha de leis beitefach le Amrena Chavit Rami. Is it really true that things can never join together horizontally if they have less than a tefach, if they have more than a tefach between them? Ha, sanya, kura, yoitza, min koisel ze, min nagas, koisel ze, vachen shtei kurais, acht yoitza, min koisel ze, acht yoitza, min koisel ze, min nagas, ze, pachis, mi shlusha, in a tzarech, le havi kura, kura, shlusha, tzarech, le havi kura, kura. So, when we are making a sheet of mavos, if you have basically the entrance to the Mavui, the entrance to this thoroughfare, which is not the main thoroughfare of the city, what you do is you build... what are things you can do? You can build a beam across the top. If you build a beam from one side, if you install a beam from one side, and then that beam almost reaches the other side, the other wall, or the opposite wall, but not quite, it gets to within three tvachim, then there's no need to extend it. Similarly, if you have two beams extending from each side opposite each other, and then one, and they come within three tvachim of each other, no problem, there's no need to actually bridge the gap. On the other hand, if these gaps are more than three tvachim, you do have to bridge the gaps. The Rashbag says that the extra measure is actually four. If it's less than four, then you don't have to bring another beam. If it's more than four, you do have to bring another beam. The reason why is because he doesn't require things to actually join together halachically. If things actually have to join together halachically through love, whatever, as we have discussed, we'll imagine there's no gap whatsoever, then you have to get within three tvachim. Rashbag doesn't think you have to actually join things together halachically. They just have to be close enough to each other that they're not... that they're not so noticeably separate. So four tvachim is sufficient for that. Similarly, one of the halachas about this beam is that it has to be wide enough so that if it were made from an appropriate material, even if it's not made from a strong material, but it have to be wide enough such that even if they were made from an appropriate, if they were made for an appropriate material, they would be able to receive a brick, basically it's half a brick of three tvachim, so, the idea is that the brick, this brick of a tefach and a half, right? A regular brick is three tefachim, the Gemara and Nevin says. So, half a brick, which is an ariach, that's what we're discussing, is 1.5 tefachim, the beam has to receive 1.5 tefachim. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? It means a tefach. Why? Because, basically what you do is you have a little bit of a finger length on one side, the brick can overhang the brick from each side a finger, and it'll still be stable on the beam, therefore the beam must be a tefach wide. So what if you have two beams that are against each other, that are very close to each other, right? They're separated from each other vertically. Horizontally, if you looked at them from below, you'd think they were right next to each other. Neither of them has a tefach between them, but between the two of them, they would be able to make tefach were they put to be joined together. Ain sarich lahavi korachares. You don't have to bring another beam. That's sufficient. Vimlav, and if not, sarich lahavi korachares. If they're between the two of the width of the two of them, they do not have a tefach, then you need to bring a different beam. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, im mekavis ariach le arkoi shloisha tefachim. Ain't no tzarech lahavi kora acheres. We love tzarech lahavi kora acheres. The Rabban Shimon Gamaliel thinks the din is a little different to what I said. Basically, if they're not a tefach wide, but they more than three tefachim long, right? then they can, in fact, then that is kosher. They do not need to be a tefach white, basically. Hayu achas lemaila ve'achas lemata. If there was one above and one below, Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rovin ha'yona kiyulu hi lemata, ve'satachtena kiyulu hi lemala, l'ilvad sheloi sehei al yon lemala ve'esrimama, v'tein lemata me'asara tochet. So, and now we make it explicit. If these two beams have been separated from each other vertically, right? Horizontally, they are right next to each other. If you look from below, they look like they're right next to each other. But vertically, they are separate. As long as the top one is not higher than 20 tochem, or the bottom one is not lower than is not higher than 20 ames, or the lower one is not lower than 10 tochem, we can see them as though they're next to each other, and that is sufficient to be machshir the mavli. Ha ze veze besoich esrim amrinan chavod rami. Therefore, we see as long as both of them is within 20, both of them are within 20 amos, we see them as being next to each other. Afaldav de leis betevach. Even though they're far more than a tefach apart. Sorry, they're less than a tefach apart, and even so we view them as joined. So the Gemara must have understood, this was my mistake yesterday in the Gemara must have understood that Rava's opinion was not that it has to be a tefach or less, it has to be a full tefach apart. Meaning, if they're more than three tefachim apart, and they're right next to each other, the Gemara thought that Rava would not be machshir. And the reason why is because of Tumas Meis, if they're less than a tefach apart, then if the beams are less than a tefach apart, the gap between the beams of the lower ceiling is less than a tefach, then the tumah cannot get through to the beam on top, right? And therefore, what is in the attic will not be tummy, right? Therefore, even if it's less than tefach, that would be a problem. We don't see the halacha of chavat rami. We don't view them as linked together. And here we're viewing them as being linked together, even though they are significantly they're right next to each other horizontally. They're less than tefach apart horizontally. We're viewing them as linked together. So isn't that against what Rava said? Amar lei tarnit ve'mahachi uvilvad shalei sehei al yonim ilamayla esrim ela besoich esrim ha'tachtonet smucha la depachos mishlesha. He said, no, this is how you should learn it, right? Really what it's saying, the Braisa didn't say this, but this is what it really meant, that the top one should be below esrim amos, the bottom one should be higher than 10 tvachim, right? And in addition, they should not be more than 3 tvachim apart to be viewed as linked together horizontally. Inami also will vachelate the hair tachlona lemata esrim measara ela lemalar esara ve'asmal yonis muchal abepachas v'shoisha aval shloisha kiven the leis be tefach le'amrin and chavet rami. So they have to be. Basically, they have to be, the top one should be lower than Esrim Amos, the top one should be taller than Asara Tvachim, and they should be less than three Tvachim apart. If they are, in such a case it would be kosher, but if they are right next to each other, as the Gemara was assuming up until this point, then already we would actually say that's possible paradoxically, because in the case where they are mamish right next to each other horizontally, we will actually not allow them to be viewed as linked if they are on different levels vertically. But v'sheitzilasa meruba mechamasa ksheira, and where if a sukkah has more shade than sunlight is in fact possible, as the Gemara then says, haki hadadi psula. Doesn't that mean that if doesn't that imply if they are equal, if there's an equal amount of shade sunlight, the shul could be possible. But didn't the Mishnah at the beginning of the first parak say that the sukkah, which is more sunlight than shade, is going to be possible? The implication is if there's equal amounts of shade and sunlight, it is kosher. Likasha, kan mi lemaila, kan mi lemata. Amar Rav Papa, Chayin Damri Inshi, Kezuzah Mila'el, Ke'istera Mila'tata. Okay, so... basically, when is it that they are apostle if they're equal? If you look at the sukkah from above, meaning, if from above... Yoni, do you want to come here? If the schach, if we are looking at the sukkah from above, right, and you're looking through the gaps in the schach, and there seems to be the same amount of shade as sunlight from above, then the sukkah is, in fact, possible. However, if you are looking at the schach from below, and you can see that there is an equal amount of shade to sunlight from below, then already the sukkah is kosher, right? Why? Because if you're... Okay. I'm sorry about the interruption. Basically, the din is if you're looking from above, then if you're looking from above and you see an equal amount of shade to sunlight, then basically what that means is that there's really more sunlight than shade. There's less shade than it appears, right? On the other hand, if you're looking for below and you see there's an equal amount of shade to sunlight, then already it's probably actually equal. And so, what looks at, and then Rav Papa said, this is similar to what people have a saying. If you're looking at a coin from above, so from high up, it'll look like a very small coin, look like a zuz, the smallest possible coin, right? But if you're looking at it from much closer, then you realize it's an Easter, it's a very large coin. Right? The same sort of thing. The shade here is going to look smaller than the sunlight is going to look smaller than this. Therefore, if you're looking through the schach from above and you see the schach is equal to, the shade is equal to the sunlight, that means the sunlight is in fact larger than the shade. But if you're looking from below, from very close, and the sunlight is equal to the shade, then already we can say they're actually equal, and then it is in fact not possible. Okay. Me'uve kemin bayis. If the schach, remember we discussed, if the schach is very, very, very thick, right, such that you cannot, it's like the roof, it's really like thatch, it's like the thatch on the roof of the house, and you can't see anything through it. It's not actually thatch, it doesn't have any tar in it, so it's not waterproof, that would certainly make it possible, but it doesn't have, you can't see through it. It feels like a proper roof. Tanu Rabbanan. Sukkosai. So we have a brisa. If it's so thick that you cannot see the stars through the schach, then it is possible. And as we discussed, Yerushalmi is medayik in the Mishnah that this means that it is only kosher b'di'eved. But lechatchila, we in fact do want you to be able to see the stars through the schach, and we discussed the Prima Gani's explanation for why that is so. Right? If you can't see the sun through the schach, if it's so, the schach is so thick together that even the schach, sun can't get through, then already we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, poslim. Why? So Rashi says because that's not really what a sukkah is, right? And it's a question of technical requirements, right? Okay, sure. On a purely technical level, this schach meets the requirements of schach, right? It's not mekabel tuma. It's gidulim in haaretz, right? It's not mekabel tuma. It's never going to be tumei. It's something which grows and like around makes perfect sense. It's perfectly kosher schach, except for one thing. There's so much of it that the shelter it provides is simply impenetrable, right? It's providing you far too much shelter. Mashalamazar adomia, right? We say that if somebody filled the thatch then with tar, if somebody covered his sukkah with thatch, that's kosher schach. If somebody filled the thatch with tar, it's possible schach. Why? Because it's waterproof. Do we really think that it's consistently true that every single roof was waterproof? No, most roofs leak a little bit. Even modern days, many do, which where we, our roof construction is much better, many roofs leak. And even so, right, that's considered possible. Why? Because it doesn't leak that much. It only leaks a little bit. It's very, very very intense shelter on top of the sukkah, Beis Shammai says that can't possibly be what the Torah meant when it said the tzach has to be, has to not provide that much shelter. It just doesn't make sense, right? So they already have a puzzle. Beis Hillel no makes a technical. Maybe you shouldn't do this, right? You shouldn't create a sukkah with such impenetrable tzach. But nevertheless, v'di'evet, if you did do it, it is kosher. The sukkah is not puzzle. Okay. Ha'oitze sukkosoi beroisha agala oi beroisha svina kshira. Somebody who builds their sukkah on a cart or on a boat, it is kosher, right? Provide, obviously, it's the minimum size. That's a separate discussion. But it is a kosher sukkah. Right? Uvil v'olin la b'yantav, right? And you can use it on Yom Tov. This is a kasher sukkah lechol davar minyan. You can use it on Yom Tov. Beroisha ilan oy agabei gamal kshira vein oylin la b'yom tov. If you make it as a treehouse, right? The sukkah is in a tree. It's a treehouse, or it's on a camel. You built your sukkah on a camel. It's kasher. It's a kasher sukkah, but you cannot use it on Yom Tov. The reason why is because you cannot climb onto an animal on Yom Tov. There's a gzeirah d'rabanan, there's a gzeirah possibly in Israel, so whatever, on doing that, right? And equally, you can't climb a tree on Yom Tov. That's also mid-d'rabanan. You can't use a tree on Yom Tov. Therefore, if you were to climb into it, you are not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Note, Rashi says, if you were to use it on Yom Tov, then in fact it would be yotze. Rashi says that you would be yotze on Yom Tov if you were actually to use it. Right? The pre-megodim asks, how can that possibly be true? Isn't that usually called a mitzvah haba ba'avera? Right? A mitzvah ba'avera means a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah and avera at exactly the same time. The Torah doesn't allow you to do mitzvahs and averas at exactly the same time. If you're using a sukkah and at exactly the same time you're doing an avera, even avera darabanan, we usually paskin, that's a mitzvah bar avera, and the mitzvah is possible. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all, right? The stei chemed brings somebody called the Torah's chemed, or the Torah's chesed, who said that he basically makes a distinction. He says, mitzvah of avera, according to Rashi, must work a little differently to what we said. The prima gonim is assuming that a mitzvah of avera means you're doing a mitzvah involves also doing an avera. In such a case, we say, oh no, yotze. In Achinami, we pass him, mitzvah of avera, you're not yotze. The Torah's chesed, that's quoted in the Seichem, it says, maybe that's not what Rashi thinks mitzvah of avera is. He thinks that a mitzvah of avera is a mitzvah that was done is a mitzvah that was done using an object that was possible. Right? That was possible because of Navera. Meaning, it's not that there's a general rule that any time you do a mitzvah and Navera at exactly the same time, the mitzvah is possible. It's a more specific rule that if you use a possible chefze shel mitzvah, that if you use a mitzvah shel mitzvah which is kosher, but the chefze shel mitzvah involves an Avera, then it's possible by reason of the Avera. Right? And it was a din in the cheftza and not a din in the maisa mitzvah. So similarly here, right? The sukkah on the camel, on the tree, or in a tree, is not possible qua, you know, sukkah. It's a perfectly kosher sukkah. You shouldn't use it on Yom Tov because of a halacha in Yom Tov, right? Because of the time that we're currently in, but in Chol Moed you could use it. For that reason, it's not considered a mitzvah ha ba'a be' aveira. No, it is very important to mention in this. I don't think that Rashi is saying that you should do this. I just think that he's saying that Um you can say... he's not saying it's a good idea. He's just saying that your Yotzei Mitzvah in a technical fashion, meaning you perform the Maisa Mitzvah. I don't think Rashi's saying that this is the way you should perform Mitzvahs, as opposed to... Right, the approach of the Prima Goddam is taking what really should be Pasul Mikra Din, because the Torah simply doesn't allow you to perform Mitzvahs if they are done B'Isser. Note. The Maharsham also points out in the Maharsham also says in his book on Hilchot Sukkah, it's called the Kerem Shlomo, that Rashi is contradicting another rule that you have in the Gemara. It's called Mitzvah Leisa Ad Amar Rachman Leisa Avidi Avid Leimehani. Right, if the Torah told you not to do something, right, and then you do it anyway, the Torah doesn't usually give it formal halachic weight. So the Torah told you not to use these sukkos, right? Then. Then if you do it, then it will not work, right? The Torah will not give it its formal status, and therefore the Torah should not view this as formally being a sukkah, even if you were to do it, also has two roots in, fine. This Rashi is difficult, but having said that, I do think we pass in this way. Okay. So then he says, "Shtayim be'ilan v'achas b'dam." If you have two of the walls that were built, that are being supported by the tree, they're either formed by the tree or are being supported substantially by the tree, such that they would fall over without the tree. V'achas b'dam, and one of the walls is just built as a regular wall of a sukkah. Or shtayim b'dam v'achas be'ilan, or two of the walls were built without using the tree of support, and one was using the tree of support. Chera. Then the sukkah is kosher. Ve'ein olan la b'yom tov. But nevertheless, you cannot use it on Yom Tov. Why? Because the sukkah is only kosher by virtue of the tree, and you're not allowed to use a tree on Yom Tov. Shalosh b'yadam v'achas b'yilam k'sheira ve'ein la b'yom tov. If the sukkah, on the other hand, has three walls, which were created by a person, and which are supported without a tree, and the fourth one is supported by the tree, then you can use it on Yom Tov already, and the reason why is because the sukkah would be kosher without... without the support of the tree, so it doesn't matter that it is receiving some support from the tree as well. Zekal, this is general. This is a general rule. Anytime you were to take away the tree, and the sukkah would still be standing, and still be a kosher sukkah, then it is kosher, and you could use it on Yom Tov. If you were to take away a tree, and the sukkah would either collapse or be a non-kosher sukkah, then already the sukkah would not be usable on Yom Tov, even though it is in fact kosher. Good morning to everybody. We'll continue tomorrow.